The federal government and the opposition have announced the makeup of an advisory council to consult on the best prospect of recognising Aboriginal Australians in the Constitution. The announcement was delayed when Tony Abbott was replaced as Prime Minister. One of the council members is Professor Megan Davis, the Director of the Indigenous Law Centre at the University of New South Wales, and I spoke to her a short time ago. Why is a referendum council needed? Has momentum toward a referendum stalled?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think so. I think there's a lot of agreement on that. There's been approximately 4 processes in the past 5 years, and none of them have had any decisive response from either, really, of the political parties. And so I suppose this new council is the next iteration of this very complicated and very complex process toward constitutional reform.
And this is a bipartisan effort. Do you expect that this is actually going to increase the momentum and bring it back to be an important and central part of the debate?
Yeah, I think actually, you know, bipartisanship is important at the ballot box of a referendum. But it is important that along the way we have some disagreement on and contest of ideas about what the proposal should look like. And I think that that's there. I think Labor has a kind of different vision to what the government has on this. And I suppose the work of the council will be able to, in some ways, get a sense from Aboriginal people and then the Australian people what it is that they think is appropriate in terms of reform.
And how do you expect it will operate?
Well, we're not 100% sure because we're having a meeting next week to work that out, but the council will be working with a group of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people to lead Aboriginal designed conventions to discuss proposals. Well, actually, there's a first step, and that is do Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people want to continue with the process, and what might that look like? Because, you know, there is somewhat of ambivalence towards this process in the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander community. And one of the reasons that Patrick Dodson, Noel Pearson and Kirsty Parker and I asked for Aboriginal specific conventions was because we had to go back and have a conversation with communities about, you know, where we're going.
Well, why is there an ambivalence toward this idea among the Aboriginal community? You'd think that this would be something that they would embrace as a whole.
Well, it depends on what we're embracing. I mean, we're only talking about a concept at this point, which is recognition. That's not very clear what that means. If recognition is something akin to symbolism or minimalism, then that's unlikely to get the support of the Aboriginal community. And that is because the Aboriginal community is very universal on this point. If the reforms aren't going to make a significant difference to their lives, if it's not going to advance the legal status or position that they have currently, then it's a huge amount of political capital and money to expend on something that's not going to take us forward.
So some think constitutional recognition is not enough.
Well, I think the question is an important question. What does constitutional recognition mean? Recognition in terms of legal and political reform actually sits on a spectrum. So there's the weakest form of recognition is something akin to just a few lines of acknowledgement. And then at the other end of the spectrum, there's more substantive reforms, the kind that you see in Canada, the US, New Zealand. Now, part of the role of these conventions is to work out where recognition lies on that spectrum. And I think one of the problems with the kind of delay, as you noted at the outset, is the ambiguity over the term recognition.
Tony Abbott famously marked himself as the Prime Minister for Indigenous Affairs. This council was indeed a Tony Abbott idea. What are Malcolm Turnbull's views, as far as you know?
I don't know. All I know is that he knows a lot about referendums. He knows a lot about the risks associated with referendums. He knows when we took symbolic or weak form recognition to the Australian people the last time on Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples, they voted no. So he knows this terrain well, and I look forward to the guidance that he's going to provide the council on this.
And is he still committed to 2017? Is that still the goal that you're looking at?
2017, if you have a look at the words of Tony Abbott, he didn't even really specifically commit to that. He said, I know there's a lot of pressure for that day. And look, it's not clear in the community. Some people think that's fine. And a lot of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people think 1967 as a significant Australian achievement should be left alone, to be a day that you commemorate the 67 referendum and not include, you know, a potential referendum on that date. So I think at this point, in terms of deadlines, I think we just have to get the model right. We have to get communities back on side. Deadlines are important, but I think 2017 was a contrived date in the first place, and I'm not sure it's useful or helpful, because that, as you suggest, is a very quick timeline if that's what people are focused on. But I don't think we should focus on the date before we've even come up with a model.
Professor Megan Davis from the Federal Government's new Referendum Council.